Percussion instructor and co-director of the Kentucky Irish Music Academy, Jeremy Wade, plays a traditional Irish drum known as the Bowron. He captures the sound as he plays from his home studio in Lexington. Wade uses a single hand and a small stick or tipper to play the wooden frame drum.
A lot of them look like oversized tambourines, and some of the early Bowrons would have even had jingles around them like a tambourine would. The one that I play most often is probably about 6 inches in width, and the diameter is about 14 inches or so. There is an animal skin stretched across that. The one that I play most often is actually a kangaroo skin. Most commonly, it would have been a goat skin.
Introducing Irish traditional music in the classroom and to the community is a passion of Wade's. The award-winning performer teaches Bowron classes at locations such as schools and festivals. He performs everywhere, from concert halls to coffee shops. The 36-year-old says he's drawn to the melodic sound of the drum. He recalls some of the instrument's history.
There are versions of it that go back, I think, even to the 1800s. And it has a very strong connection, historically, with the celebration of St. Stephen's Day, where it wasn't necessarily used as a musical instrument, but more as a way to keep the beat as people would parade down the streets. In the late 1950s, early 1960s, it started getting introduced onto the concert hall stage.
Wade and fiddle player Justin Bridgebeck enjoy introducing audiences to Irish music. Wade says the Irish music scene in the bluegrass has been through a few different phases, but he says it's evolving and currently has a significant following.
And now we have a full-on Irish music session that meets a couple of times a month at Kentucky Native Cafe.
Some people have always believed the Bowron is the heartbeat of Irish music. Wade calls that a fairly new title for the drum.
It has become the heartbeat of Irish music, but maybe not always that way. Compared to Irish dance, you know, there's a much longer tradition even of dance, of percussive dance, than even Bowron when it comes to playing rhythm in Irish music.
Recording Irish dance steps in her kitchen, Allison Duvall says hearing Irish music inspires her to choreograph dances. She's the owner and director of the McTaggart Irish Dancers location in Kentucky. She says being immersed in Irish culture and teaching Irish dance is special to her.
It's such a meaningful, almost spiritually grounded thing for me to be involved in Irish music and dance, both as someone who's descended from Irish immigrants, but also in my daily work, I work to welcome immigrants to the United States. Like, those are two of the reasons why I cherish so much the opportunity to continue practicing these beautiful cultural art forms.
Singer-songwriter Tommy Sands spoke to me from his home in County Down in Ireland. He's performed in Appalachia and plans a return trip to this region. Sands talks about the influence of Irish music in Appalachia.
The music that you play there, the folk music that you play there, is very similar in many ways to Irish music. It dips into the same well, albeit with a slightly different bucket.
The singer and activist recalls how growing up in Ireland, he witnessed how music influenced people.
My earliest memory was watching toes tapping to the same rhythm, regardless of the political persuasion or the religious affiliation. And I saw that somehow the music was connecting people. I found music was something that could unite the secret and sacred things inside people without their understanding of it completely.
Sands, Wade, and Duvall plan to continue embracing and sharing the music and dances of Ireland.
You can hear the people singing.
For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.